Hey there, this is Seth Waters from Channel 9, coming to you from NDC Oslo. This is the 2017 edition in the beautiful town of Oslo in Norway. This is your home country, is it not, Christian?
It is, indeed.
Why don't you introduce yourself, tell us who you are and what you do.
So, my name is Christian Hellang. I'm a consultant here in Norway. I'm also a Microsoft MVP. And in my spare time, I like to do open source work.
Fantastic. But you, not just any open source work, you work on something called NancyFX, is that right?
That's right, yep.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So Nancy is an alternative web framework to like MVC that you can use to build APIs, websites, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the genesis of Nancy, because I've looked at it and hopefully you'll show us like a little quick how-to if you have some time. I looked at it and it feels like it's an entirely different way of looking at MVC applications.
Yeah, sort of, but you have some of this. You have a lot of similar concepts because it's a web, it's sure. HTTP still, but there's no controller, so we'll get to see that afterwards.
So what was the genesis of this project? What got you started on this?
So I came late to the party, so I've just been involved for the last 4 years, but the project's actually started back in 2010, I think. And so it was basically... people wanting an alternative framework to what was then with System Web. You wanted something that you could self-host, something you can run on Mono, on Linux. And so basically, yeah, Nancy was born.
And so Nancy can actually work, because beforehand everything was built on System.Web, and this was built on something called Owen. Is that right? Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Owen came along later. So first you had the System Web host, so we still can run on System Web on IIS. But we also have a self-host that's based on the HTTP listener that you can run on Mono. And we can also run on like Apache or Nginx if you want to. And so later came Owen. That also allowed you to kind of decouple the application from the actual server. And so at this point, Nancy usually runs like as an Owen middleware.
I see.
So you can plug it in anywhere you want in the pipeline, and
But then recently there was a change with .NET Core. Tell us about the evolution of Nancy when it comes to .NET Core.
Yeah, so recently we've been busy working on the 2.0 version of Nancy. So we actually had a company in the UK called VQ Communications, so shout out to them. They actually sponsored us for a couple of months to do the transition to .NET Core. So we still haven't released a proper like RTM version of 2.0, but we got a preview release out now. So I urge people to go check it out and give us feedback.
Was it a lot of work moving from .NET to .NET Core?
Yeah, some code work, but there's been like the whole roller coaster with the migration to the new project system and then back to the old project system. So there's been like going back and forth a bit. But yeah, at this point we're almost good to go.
That's awesome. And so I was hoping you could show us a little bit about Nancy, how to actually get started. I'm going to ask you probably hopefully 1,000 dumb questions that you'll be able to answer. Does that work?
All right.
All right. So let's go to your computer.
So first of all, I just wanted to like point back to Nancy's syntax and the inspiration, because there was a project for Ruby called Sinatra. And so that's also where the name Nancy comes from. So it's basically a very lightweight syntax to do.
So I'm not getting the reference. Why is it called Nancy? Just because
Nancy Sinatra.
I don't know. What is that?
It's Frank Sinatra's daughter.
Oh.
So it's kind of like a point back to.
I feel like I should have known this.
I think at least I think so.
Okay. So that's it's pointing back to Sinatra. So it's a Sinatra inspired web framework.
Yeah, kind of like the syntax. So as you can see here on the Sinatra syntax, and if you look at like the Nancy module, it's a bit smaller. Let's see if we can. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So it's a super community driven project. So we have like. We have about 3 million downloads now, and everything happens on GitHub.
And I'm looking at 261 contributors.
Yeah. And we actually also have, like, if you go to nancyfx.org, that's kind of like the main entry point here. You'll find the blog, you'll find the source code, documentation, etc. We also have like a MVM program, Most Valued Minions.
Nice.
It's kind of like an MVP program.
How does one become a Most Valued Nancy Minion?
Just contribution. Some people have written books. Some people have done Pluralsight courses.
Like making this video will not count. It's not enough. Is that right?
I'm already a minion.
No,
so.
I'm talking about
maybe.
I don't think it's enough. I feel like I need to do a little bit more. So Most Valued Minion.
We also have like a contributor, like Hall of Fame here. Mm-hmm. So here we have like the picture and GitHub profile of every
the
single.
The Code Junkie, that's Adam Ralph?
The Code Junkie is Andreas Håkonsson.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so if you contribute to Nancy, you'll get up on this board here.
But there's 261 people in there, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. So let's talk about the actual writing of one of these applications. I'm looking at the syntax, it looks super simple.
Yeah, so Nancy has a mantra that we call the super duper happy path, which is basically you start out with nothing, like no, we value conventions over configuration, so you basically start out with nothing, and then you can work your way to a more complex application, and once you get to a point where the defaults doesn't cut it for you, it's easy to swap things out, so every single component in the pipeline or in the application or the framework is swappable through a dependency injection.
I see. Let's look at an example.
Yeah, so we can just start a new. So I thought I'd show off the ASP.NET or the .NET Core version. So we'll just create a new ASP.NET Core web application and just do an empty one because we're not really interested in the ASP.NET Core bits. So we end up with the. Is this too small?
Yeah, let's plus it a little bit there on the. Let's go to like 150. Very good.
All right, so we can just.
By the way, what style is this?
I can't remember the name. Just usually set it up and then forget about it.
So you just removed the startup.
I just removed some boilerplate.
Right.
So the first thing you need to do is install, so we can show off the fancy new project system as well. So we need to add a package reference to Nancy, and since we still haven't made a ASP.NET Core host, we have to use the Owen bits.
Got it.
So we need the Owen bridge, and that's the ASP.NET Core Owen.
Okay.
And then we also need to get the actual, Nancy package.
And you could do this through NuGet as well, right?
Yeah. So this is NuGet reference, and because we still haven't released a proper version. We need to use the preview version. Mm-hmm. It's called Clint Eastwood.
Nice. And so right now, if I'm understanding this right, it's using the Owen version of the hosting.
Yeah. So this is running on Kestrel, ASP.NET Core Kestrel. Mm-hmm. So you get the same perf benefits as you do with ASP.NET Core, like MVC on top of Kestrel.
Okay.
So this is basically Nancy on top of Kestrel.
Okay.
But because we haven't made a proper ASP.NET host, we use the Owen bits.
So
now.
What does it mean host? What does it mean a proper host? What's the host?
Well, just the plumbing to actually. So when you wire it up here in the pipeline, we still haven't. I guess it's we need to write an ASP.NET Core compatible Nancy middleware.
I see.
So
okay.
Basically, now we say use Owen to start the bridge, and inside here we have a delegate, and then we say use Nancy. And we need to
I see. Because Owen has a contract in there with a dictionary string.
Yeah.
ASP.NET has a similar thing, but the contract's a little bit different.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. And so now I've wired up Nancy at the end of the pipeline. And so the only thing I need to do now in order to get a Hello World application going is a Hello module.
Mm-hmm.
And that derive that from Nancy module. So we can talk about the module a bit. So the module is basically the Nancy's equivalent to a controller.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all your model binding happens, and you declare your routes.
Is it a little different? How is it different than a standard controller?
it's not much different. Like you do the same things. You get in data from the route, data from a form post or a JSON post or whatever, and then you bind it to a model, and then you return back status codes or redirects or whatever.
Okay.
So, but there's a slightly different syntax. So you usually don't declare methods, but instead you, in the constructor here, you have a method called get, and you have put, post, etc. So you declare your routes in here. So if I say just regular route, and then you have a callback in here. So you get passed in the args. We'll get back to the args.
Sure, sure.
So hello world. Okay, so now we've declared this is what you need to set up a Nancy application.
Okay.
So this endpoint here, just when you hit the root of the application, you just get back a plain text response. So let's see if it runs. So the reason everything's so pluggable and so loosely coupled is because just like ASP.NET Core now has a built-in DI system or an IOC container, the same does Nancy have.
I see.
So we have support for all the major IOC containers in the .NET space, like Autofact, StructureMap, etc., etc.
Ninject.
Ninject we have support for. And it's should be relatively easy to write your own as well if you want.
So there it is, just working, right?
There it is. So basically, when you just return a string, Nancy interprets that as you just want to return back a plain text response. And then you can also, in your routes, you can obviously take in parameters. So if we say we want to capture a name, and this is where the args come in. So if we use C# 6 string interpolation, we can say hello. And then you can say args.name. So basically, when I've declared name here, this is a dynamic object.
Got it.
So
that's
I can just
I
say name here. Yeah. So hopefully, if we go to, if we hit this URL, we can say Seth. So there it's captured and returned back.
So here are a couple questions. So as we go back, yeah, definitely it's working. So let's go back to the code here, and I have a couple of questions. So for the hello module, I have to define all of the routes for this particular module here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so basically, if you this is kind of, you can group these however you want. So everything, by default, everything starts at root. So everything in here starts at route. But if I call up to the base constructor, I can specify a module path. So if I say this should be hello, now everything in this module would be under hello.
I see.
So if we try to run this again.
Does it return 404s automatically if it has nothing to serve?
Yeah.
There you go.
So now this is a default 404 page for Nancy. And if we now say hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So you can pretty much structure this however you want.
Okay, so now a couple more questions. You also have the other HTTP verbs available as well, like put and delete and all of them?
Yep, all of them.
So if you wanted to write an API for this, how would you do it? Would it be the same as this? How do you return JSON objects?
So we support, content negotiation, and we have two built-in formatters or serializers by default. So it's XML and it's JSON.
I see.
And you can, of course, plug whatever you want in there as well. But by default, so we can talk about that. Say, okay, so we have, let's capture first name and / last name. Then we have args, and then we return a new person. And that person has a first name.
And these are all dynamic objects?
Yeah. So the args here is a dynamic object. Last name. And so now we return a person object. Just have to generate this. And we need that get created.
Yep.
Let's see. Okay, those can be strings. And so now we return an object, and by default, we use the accept header sent from the user agent. So if I try to run this now, and I go to this URL from the browser, so hello, Seth, and that did not work. Did I capture that right?
Let's make sure. I think the
first name, last name. Okay, but basically, when you return a model, Nancy looks at the type, and then it, by default, if you request HTML, it'll look for a view. So if you have a person folder with an index.html, or if you have a person.html view, it'll pass that in as a model to the view and basically return the view.
I see.
So, and if you request application JSON, it'll use the JSON serializer to return it as JSON.
So let's talk about this notion of content negotiation. What does that mean?
It basically means that you support a different set of representation for the same resource, and you let the client tell you what they want. So you have in HTTP, you have an accept header, and you can say, like as a client, you can say, I want XML or I want JSON, and then the server will pick the right serializer and return it to you.
And Nancy will do that automatically.
Yeah.
So you mentioned something else about this. When it returns a person object, which you just showed,
yep,
it will look in a person folder for a person view?
Yeah, so we have also... you can configure all the conventions. So by default, we have some view location conventions that says if you have a view folder, would look inside the view folder for views. And then if you return a person type, it'll look for a person, either a person HTML or a person folder with an index HTML.
How do you do server-side binding inside of the view?
So we also support multiple view engines.
Okay.
So we have support for Razor. We basically re-implemented Razor to behave as similar to MVC as possible. Mm-hmm. And we have like a super simple view engine that's built in. So if you want the Razor view engine, you actually have to install a package.
I see. Can you show us what the basic view engine is? You probably have some documentation. I'd love to see what that looks like.
Right. We can look at... Let me swap over here. So if you go to the wiki here on the project, you can look at... So here we have documentation for a super simple view engine. This is too small, maybe. And then we have Razor. So if we look at super simple view engine, that's basically a very simple regex based view engine. So it's similar to Razor, but it's not nearly as powerful. It's just a way to get started.
I see.
So you say at model.name, and then that will render. So if I returned a person, then person would be the model.
First
and so
name.
I can say, yeah.
I see. And by default, it will always look for these particular things.
Yep.
Okay.
So a lot of conventions. But of course, for some people, that those conventions wouldn't be
ideal or
if you want more control, then everything's swappable and configurable. So,
well, this is awesome. We went through this really fast. So obviously, if people have more questions, obviously go to the website. Where can they go to reach out to you personally?
Twitter at KHELLANG.
Fantastic. And are you giving any talks here?
Nope.
But this can't be talk.
I'm part of the agenda committee, so I'm here to
fantastic.
Get people's feedback.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching. We're learning all about NancyFX. Hopefully you can go take a look at it too and make sure you support by either contributing or putting up issues or doing whatever you need to do. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you after the break.